Simen Shin Ayin Sif Beis. Machaber discusses a chatzer that has many houses, and there's a Baal Bayis that he owns many houses in this chatzer, and he either lent them out or rent them out to other people. In each of these houses, he has Tfisas Yad. That means he maintains something there that's his. And it's something that's either it's heavy or it's muksa, and therefore that item that he has in those batim, in those houses, is going to stay there to the end of Shabbos, either because it's too heavy to move, or because it's muksa, and it's a high level of muksa that's also to metalta to move it, even if it's a rachufa mekayma. There's no way that's going to be moved out on Shabbos. It's not just difficult, Mishnah explains, but there's no way it's going to move. It's very heavy, or it's aser. So in such a case, the people in these houses don't aser on him. They don't require him to make erev chatzeris, because they're all considered to be his guests. Since they're living in a house that belongs to him, they either borrowed or rented out from him, so they're all considered guests by him. He has tefisas yad, he retains something in that house that they're living in, and they borrowed or rented from him. And therefore, they could take out from the house of the chatzar. He could take out from his house, from their house of the chatzar. There's no need for erev chatzeris. They're all considered one. But the Machaber says, this is only a case where there's an owner who rented out or lent out houses to other people, and he maintains tefisas yad. He maintains some heavy or muktzah item in those houses, then they're all considered his. But we have two neighbors who live in the same chatzar and each have their own bayis. It happens to be that one of them left something in the other one's house. And even if he had rishus to leave it there, similar to the case of our bayis, we're discussing he had rishus to leave it there. Still, since it really they're two independent people, the fact that one has something in the other one's house, even with rights to have it there, it doesn't make a difference. Only way of our bayis, that he rented out some of the houses in the chatzar to other people, besides what he maintained that he's living in himself. So then tefisas yad makes all his, and it's all considered one, and there's no requirement for erev chatzeris. But just if your neighbors leave stuff by each other, that does not consider tefisas yad, and they still have to have erev chatzeris. Now, if he does not have tefisas yad, he does not have anything of his that's either very heavy or muksa, high-level muksa in their batim, they do aser on him, even if he's really the owner, and he lent it or rented it out to them. Mishnah Berurah brings from the Rashi, we're discussing a case that's like a long-term loan, a long-term rental. Like Birlochi says, let's say more than 30 days. But if it's 30 days or less, so then it's not considered to be theirs at all. It's all considered an extension of him. Even if there's not a Tfisas Yad there, they do not answer on him, even for those Shabbosim that were in 30 days or less. Now, the Ramah says that we're discussing a case, Holoch Tfisas Yad, when all the houses in the Chatz have belonged to this one person, one or a few of them he lives in, and the rest of them he rents out or lends out and he has Tfisas Yad. But if there's other houses in the chatzar of independent people that have nothing to do with this owner, whether because it doesn't belong to him, or even if he owns those other houses, but he doesn't have tefisas yad there, so now they have no connection to him, those other houses. So then, since he has to have an eruv in order to be able to have a good relationship with those people, in order to, that they shouldn't ask on him, he shouldn't ask on them, so then all the people of tefisas yad, that he has tefisas yad by, they also have to participate in the eruv. The only way that you do not have to have an eruv because of the advantage of him having tefisas yad by these people, that he still maintains something in their bayis, something heavier, something muktzah, is only if that now includes all the batim of the chatzar, belong to him, and either he's living there or have tefisas yad, or if the eruv is being kept in one of his houses. But if the eruv is being kept by independent house of independent people there, and he has to make an eruv to participate with them, so then all the people there have tefisas yad and have to participate with him also. The Ramah discussed an interesting case. Someone rented out a house from a guy, and then he sublet a room of that house to his friend. So if originally his plan was to rent it out for himself, and they decide afterwards to sublease one of the rooms to his friend, so it's considered like it's all part of him, and if he has tefisas yad in that room that he's subleasing, so then there's no need to have an erev chatzeris, assuming you have the other criteria that we discussed, to have tefisas yad. However, originally he rented it from the guy, Amanas, having in mind that he'll have most of the house, his friend will have one room, then it's considered like the rental is done direct on behalf of his friend, straight from the original guy's owner, and they're considered like two independent people, and then does not help tefisas yad. Like we mentioned, about two independent people, it does not help tefisas yad, the fact they have something in each other's bayis.